And now this is a dictation for Mary Sorenson, S-O-R-E-N-S-O-N, February 2647, addressed as a letter to Roberta Sue, S-U-E, Han, H-A-H-N-N-P, 817-4601. Dear Roberta, follow up for Mrs. Sorensen, chronic kidney disease, chronic diarrhea from total colectomy, has an ileal pouch, last visit in March, denies change of weight, appetite, or bowel characteristics, no bleeding, no decrease in urination, recently treated for urinary tract infection, completed 7 days of augmenting. No edema. She has fell a few times, most of them explained by tripping, but there was one that she couldn't explain. She found herself on the floor, did not recall having chest pain palpitations, did not recall having any focal weakness or losing control of bowel or urine, no biting of the tongue, no headaches, did not go to the emergency room. She follows with cardiology Dr. Krepostman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N. There has been atrial fibrillation, and there are discussions about Watchman, W-A-T-C-H-M-A-N procedure. Next paragraph, other review system is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight anticoagulation with Eliquis, blood pressure metoprolol, which is also rate control, a number of inhalers, no anti-inflammatory agents, Dastic, Norvasc, potassium replacement, next paragraph, on physical exam, alert oriented time 3, no respiratory distress, respiratory cardiovascular, respiratory neural wishes consolidation pleural effusion, appears regular today, has a history of atrial fibrillation, no pericardial wrap, no abdominal distension, ascites tenderness, no edema, neurological deficit, blood pressure left side 142/68 with a weight of 132. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries are from July, creatinine at 2.0, which is still within baseline for a GFR of 24, electrolyte acid base normal, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus normal, anemia 11.4, normal platelet count. She's off the hydrochlorothiazide. When she was in the hospital back in April for AFib and fast ventricular response, apparently triggered by urinary tract infection, she converted to sinus rhythm, ejection fraction 60%. She was placed on Eliquis because of the high risk of thromboembolism. Enterococcus isolated, treated with amoxicillin. I was not involved in her care at that time. Next paragraph, she has participated on the dialysis class. She's very anxious about that. She has returned to baseline as recently around the UTI and AFib creatinine was 2.6. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Recent acute and chronic renal failure has returned to baseline, which is a stage CKD, stage 4. Normal size kidneys without obstruction in the past. This needs to be updated. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Recently high potassium improved. Metabolic acidosis from chronic diarrhea. Stable anemia without external bleeding. Paroxysmal atrial fibrillation on beta blockers. Rate control and anticoagulation appears to be back in sinus rhythm, followed with cardiology, potential Watchman procedure. We start dialysis based on symptoms, which she does not have, and for a GFR less than 15, she will do chemistry on a regular basis. All this should discuss with the patient, end of dictation.